Blog Talk Radio.
Like Black History Month, Women's History Month is a 365 days of the year. So I'm just honored to be able to celebrate the struggles, the achievement, past and present, of women who have built and molded our country, our lives. They have advocated, and we continue to advocate for equality, for voting rights, for diversity, for inclusion. They have just created opportunities and contributed just so, so much, and continue. We continue right now. So I'm just very honored to just be able to just celebrate.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
Hair radio. Welcome to the Hair Radio Show on Blog Talk Radio. He's the host with the most, Mr. Gary Hines.
Good morning, and welcome to an all-new live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're the longest-running daily live broadcast on hair in the world, 25 years and counting. Now, on today's broadcast, we've got the latest in hair and beauty talk, great music, and much, much more. I must thank our Carapi Hair Products, Hair Nation Expo events, Salon TV Network, and all of our amazing advertisers who are responsible for getting this episode on the air. Now, if today is your first time tuning in, thank you. And remember to press 1 to make a live comment or shout-out during the show. We're here each weekday from 6 to 9 a.m. Eastern, 5 to 8 Central. Now grab your cup of coffee and enjoy today's show.
When the world's saying they got no hope, here comes the love. We got audio. I'm flying high, super hero. That's on my chest with my Marilyn Monroe. Feel like a star. We got audio.
Hi, everybody. This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Terry Hunt.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Donna Bella. Why you barely gave me anything. I plant my seed in you. Why you made sure the next woman blew. I laid in my bed and I cried. Why you wiped the next woman's eyes. Yeah, I told you truth. While you fed me lies.
I've heard nothing but positive takes on it. So now, do you ever read any of this online and see, you know, do you ever read any of the comments and all that kind of stuff, or do you kind of, are you one to say, no, I don't want to see it?
I see it all. I see the comments. You know, and let me tell you something. I have to be careful because sometimes I want to get in my feelings about some of the comments. Sometimes I can be a bad girl, Carrie. Sometimes when people comment that I know, I will call them on the DM and call them to the carpet. Because I'm like, if you say this about me, don't think I'm not going to say something back to you. I have a right.
Yes.
Just like, and I think,
yes.
You know, sometimes people get behind the keyboard and they get bold. And they get, you know, they're
right.
Like, oh, they think they're big and bad. But if you're going to say something about me, and I'm going to see it, I'm going to say something back to you because I feel I have that right. So I try not to get into it with people, and most of it, I let it go. And, you know, unfortunately, you know, I had from this, you know, Little Mermaid thing, I mean, there was also people, you know, who say nasty things to you or racially, you know, slurs or things like that on my Instagram. And I always say things to them like, you know what, God bless you. Thank you so much.
Exactly.
They don't know how to
exactly.
take that. You know,
well,
you,
no,
know you can kill them with kindness. It's
exactly.
just, you know, but, you know, people, everybody has their, you know, has their opinions. But I will tell people, you can't come on my page and do it because I will delete it. And I will, I might say something back to you.
I just, first of all, pay them no attention. Those are the folks who usually, like you said, the only courage they know is to hide behind a keyboard or whatever they call it these days. So you're doing the right thing and don't even focus on those folks. But I know they would be quite surprised to see a response from you, Camille. They would be quite
surprised. Like sometimes, in fact, I had a little situation with somebody that I knew, and I had to type them a little email and say, no, you can't talk about it like that. And I just decided I was going to speak up for myself because I didn't think it was right, and I didn't. So, you know, and they didn't necessarily maybe like what I said, but I don't really care. I just don't think sometimes it's right, especially if you know me, that you like that you think you're going to speak to me like that. That's I'm not having that. So.
Well, you know what? I will tell you, and talking with everybody out there, I think what it is that because we, you know, we just love everything that you guys are doing. And folks just think that they're almost thinking that you're not human almost, you know? So, and we got to remind folks that you are a human being with feelings. And, and just because you have all the talent in the world doesn't mean you don't have feelings now. So we just want to remind folks.
You know how in that one song, Erykah Badu says, you know, I'm an artist. I'm sensitive about my shit. And that's
true. Oh, yes, we love Miss Erica. Yes, we do.
Yes, we
Camille,
do.
I just have to say, we just love all that you're doing and working with these incredible folks out there. And so now I know you have some other projects and things that you're working on that I tried to dig up. I tried to look. I said, I'm going to have to ask her, what else might you be able to share? A lot of times, you know, we get the artists on, they can't really say too many things in advance. But is there anything that you can share that you can drop a little nugget today on the Hair Radio Morning Show for the fans?
You know what I can tell you? Like, I just finished up the piano lesson. So I was in Atlanta doing the piano lesson with Sam Jackson. So that was really beautiful. And it was, you know, it was a whole Denzel Washington family production. So, you know, Denzel was the producer, and it was done for Netflix. He was our executive producer and Todd Black. Mm. And then we had his son, Malcolm. Malcolm Washington was the director. You had his daughter, Katia Williams, Katia Washington, who we're also friends. Katia was a producer, his daughter. She is a lovely, beautiful, smart woman.
Wow.
And then you had John David, who also was an actor in the production of The Piano Lesson, which they took it from Broadway and brought it, you know, to film. So that was a beautiful, beautiful opportunity to, you know, to explore that play and really do something, you know, that I haven't done in a while, like definitely that is a play, but taking it to film. So that was really, really, we had a really great time doing that. So that was really beautiful. And
I'm
you know, August Wilson, his words are just still so vibrant to this day. And his, you know, the family dynamics, they haven't changed since when he wrote Piano Lesson. So it was a great opportunity to be a part of, you know, that sort of, you know, project.
You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. We are making black progress. Stay tuned.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast
with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hoskins. And I'm Carrie Hines, right here on the All Know Here Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York live. Always make it a great day.
Again, Karen, good morning.
Good morning, Carrie Hines. How are you?
I'm doing great. Listen, we have, I think you made one of the biggest splashes to our broadcast in recent memory. I have to be quite frank, and I think it's wonderful. I really do. I think folks have responded to you as a great hairstylist, as someone who can keep a conversation going. So
no
we're going to have some fun this morning. Yes, indeed.
No doubt.
So listen,
no doubt.
I have to, let me just remind everybody, for those folks who may have just been tuning in today for the first time, so you are based down in the Georgia area. Is it Atlanta?
Atlanta, in the Buckhead area. Mm-hmm.
In see, and I remember Buckhead. Buckhead has a great reputation, at least it used to in the old days. I'm sure it's still very nice.
It still does. Mm-hmm.
Okay, I remember Buckhead. Okay.
It's been a long time.
Hold on, you've been there since when?
1992.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, let me shout out everybody down here because we have a huge fan base down in Georgia.
Okay.
So that is very important. You know, speaking of which, we have this big rivalry going. As folks know, I'm in Brooklyn, New York. And New York City, we have this huge rivalry with Georgia. For
really?
The hair crown. Who is the biggest hair city? I think it really is between New York and Atlanta. I do. I think those are the biggest hair communities that I am. Everybody in the, I should be nice because everybody else is going to fight with us on that. You do know that.
You know what?
All of Chicago and L.A. and Houston.
We all brothers.
Yeah, we are. Well, I make sure that we represent everybody. We love everybody, as they know.
Okay.
You guys know.
No,
yeah,
sir.
So listen here. I want to talk a little bit. Now, tell everybody, you do all kinds of hair. Let's talk a little bit about that today.
Okay.
Tell everybody, what kind of styles do you like? What type of styles are folks always asking you to do? And it sounds like you love what you're doing.
I do. I have a passion for it. And what I do is corrective hair. So I do.
Ooh.
I study with pathologists and dermatologists to make sure that the chemicals and the products that we're using are conducive to the medications that my clients are taking. I deal with hair loss for any reason. I do not do weave. So I grow it. So literally, when people have a medication that has a side effect of hair loss, let's say tamoxifen, metformin, or people that are going through chemotherapy, I can either grow it through the chemotherapy or I can grow it after, depending on what stage there are and what kind of cancer they have.
Wow. Wow. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yeah, I'm a money is fast money, and if you're wise, you'll stash the money, because eventually you'll get burnt out. Now your pocket's looking funny. Never saw it coming because you've been balling since 24. Do one-hand designer shoes all day, now your knees sore. Create your exit plan or you'll be stuck in the trap. Like selling dope, the money come fast, and with no plan, it's a wrap. Miss your kids growing up trying to stack that paper. Now they're grown and you missed out on their life, and I hope they don't hate you. The shop will make you money, but it could leave you blind. Taking that thing that you can't get back, and that's called time. Taking trips to the hair show, yeah, that's sweet. But then you gotta rush back to the shop to stand on your feet. I'm just trying to school this generation the best that I can. Ball out and stack that paper, make sure you got an exit plan. The hair game is like a trap, money falling in your lap. God forbid you get sick, now your clientele off track. You better get you some insurance, and that's just something you can't dodge. Cause you mess around and you get sick, now you're forced to get a job. You buy your kids everything just to compensate for the time lost. Traded in the best years of their life just to call myself a boss.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hoskins, and I'm Carrie Hines right here on the All New Hair Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day. Officially good morning to all of the fans of the Hair Radio Morning Show around the world. I want to say a special thank you to our veterans who helped to keep us on our toes and protected in this great country. Our hairstylists, whether you are a natural hairstylist or a licensed cosmetologist or both, we salute you. Our educators, hair practitioners, our wonderful trichologists, and wherever you are along the spectrum. And a special salute to our barbers, of course, who help to keep our communities connected. Our hair companies who put out products, the product manufacturers, want to say a special good morning from the Hair Radio Morning Show. And to those who do events, we didn't forget about you. We want to thank you for putting on meetups and live events all around the world. That really helps to bring education and information to the masses and to our professional community. And the readers of the magazines and to the magazines who really help to prop up the hair industry. I want to say thank you so much, and then particularly to our AfroLock magazine readers. Also, speaking of hair products, gotta shout out the Carapi distributors, who helped to get my hair products line out to everybody. The Salon TV Network. If you're watching us, it's on the Salon TV Network. And to those who support my literary efforts with my book, How to Get Rich in the Hair Business, which is available in three different formats, whether it's ebook, paperback that you can read, turn the pages like the old days, and a brand new audio version that we have a great voiceover artist performing. And it's just nice to say good morning to everybody and to all the folks. If we've forgotten anybody, you're in our hearts, and just keep it right here for so much more of the Hair Radio Morning Show. Thank you. And again, we're going to take it to the top. Stay with us.
We'll be right back.
to Rise and Shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Gary Hines.
All right, it's Friday morning, March 22nd, 2024. I'm Gary Hines. It is Fan Day Friday, and we are live this morning. It's our broadcast, show number 970. That's show number 970 as we march towards 1,000 shows and beyond. Let me just kind of bring to the line my co-star. Not that you need any help waking up this morning, but let me get Michael Hopkins to the line. You guys know him. He is our
Yes.
Right here at the show. Good morning. Officially, we're live. You're doing our
early
morning.
Officially, good morning, Kerry Hines. Yes. We are talking officially. Yes.
Yeah, it really is, Michael. And every Fan Day Friday, we have plenty to unpack. Just kind of,
yes, we do.
You know, getting up in the morning, and we're an early morning show. So if you're probably not an early morning person, you're going to have to be one, really. But no, you can always listen back. We do the playback once the Hair Radio Morning Show wraps at 9 o'clock if you're on the East Coast, and 8 o'clock if you're in Central Time Zone. We share the show throughout our social media. You can just look up the Hair Radio Morning Show. If you're on Facebook, that's the page. We have an actual business page called the Hair Radio Morning Show on Facebook. And you can follow us there if you do not already. Again, our own Facebook page. Got to always remind folks about that. I think we'll tackle social media. You know, some of the things on social media. Like on Instagram, you can go to my personal page, at Hines Carey. So you can go to on Instagram, at Hines Carey. That's HINESKERRY. Michael Hopkins, happy Fan Day Friday to you. My goodness.
Oh, very much so, Carey, and right back at you.
Yeah, so what's going on down there? You come to us. At a beautiful spot. We call it beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia, which it is.
Oh, yes.
What, Michael, what can you tell all the fans of our show, of the Hair Radio Morning Show today? Something about Spotsylvania that they may not know. You've been living there. Now, you're originally from Philadelphia, so this is something they may not know about you, but you're from. You and I both are from the same city. We were
that's
both
right. North
from Philadelphia,
born and raised, right?
Yeah, that's right. North Philadelphia, shouting out all of the folks. I'm so much at heart, of course, the Philadelphian. So I am one of the, I have follow a big group page out there talking about social media for folks in Philadelphia and folks who want to sign up to become a member of that group. We'll talk about social media a little bit mid-show. Speaking of mid-show, Queen of the Mornings will be arriving soon.
Oh, yes, she will.
Yes, we're talking about our very own Nicole Marie.
So.
She'll be kind of chiming on in with her very own brand. She's always looking out for families, for children, and particularly for women and girls, especially during March, which you heard at the top of the show. It's just a reminder, it is Women's History Month. March is that, and we're still celebrating all the achievements of women.
Very much so, Kerry Hines.
Well, okay, so
very
really
much
exciting.
So.
Yeah. What were you going to say?
I was going to say, you were talking about here in the Fredericksburg area. And a lot of people don't know, in the Fredericksburg area here, it's very historical. Virginia itself is very historical.
Remember, I was about to say, you got to tell the story.
In Fredericksburg, Virginia, I keep forgetting, there are other Fredericksburgs, but there's only one Fredericksburg, Virginia. And it's very historical.
We've got fans and folks tuned in from every corner of the planet. Speaking of which, I'm glad you brought this up. Because I was looking at some of the folks who tune in. We've got folks down in the Cayman Islands who are listening. Yesterday, they're going on, tuned in. Oh, that's just one of the spots. We've had We got folks, what caught me, I think that was the first time I saw that we had listeners who were tuned in. We had some very interesting places that joined us. And I was like, just my mind was blown. Of course, we have folks always in Australia, but we have quite a few folks that have never joined us before. So again, as you hear me always say, if today's really your first time tuning in, thank you. I can only say that. And what the Hair Radio Morning Show represents, of course, we're hair, beauty, and community. Our thing is to get your day started. And really, it works for both of us and Nicole Marie and our whole family here, where our job is to start our day as fresh and as supportive as possible. We love everybody, and particularly those folks who, because to me, Michael, folks are just trying to, you know, reel from day to day. And sometimes mornings are, right? And they get away from you.
Yeah.
I remember, even though we've launched Hair Radio Houston right now, I'm in a central time zone. We still broadcast out of New York. We broadcast out of Spotsylvania, Virginia. We broadcast out of Water Valley, Mississippi. We are on in all these places. There are folks who are coping with life every day. I'm raising my hand, and I want us to be able to, I believe in community. I believe in supporting one another. You know, there are lots of folks who ain't got nobody. Trust me.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, and I remember in New York City, and I'm shouting out all the fans, all of our folks out there, my community board that I helped to represent over 200,000 individuals as part of New York City, as a New York City public official. I was very excited, and I want to shout them out for the great honor. But yeah, I remember so well. I remember so well just trying to navigate getting up, catching a city subway. And by the time you get to the subway train, folks have stepped on your feet. They've shoved you a little bit. You're hanging up, trying to hold on. By the time you get to work, Michael Hopkins, you kind of, a little bit worn out, weak and weary.
Oh, shoot.
So,
sound more like you'd be a lot wore out after all of that excitement.
Exactly. And that is why it was so critical for me to just appreciate being, I said, well, hold it. If we're doing the Hair Radio Morning Show, as you guys know, we're coming up on 1,000 shows. I realized I had to kind of look at this a little differently. And I said, let's put this show on first thing in the morning. First thing in the morning, before your day has a chance to kind of get away from you. And you know what I mean. So for me, it meant before, you know, as you're getting up and getting ready, let's have a positive day. So while you are making the kids breakfast or, you know, working, trying to fix your spouse something to eat, or, you know, getting what you're going to wear together. What most folks do is set their cell phones to our phone number, the 516 number. So, you know, which happens to be 516-453-9458. You guys know that number, which is important. Set your phone to that and just hit one button. So, you know, that cell phone is right there at your pillow. Okay. Let's just be real. Yeah, so hit that button, dial our number, and connect with the Radio Morning Show each morning. So listen, Michael, as we said, we're going to talk a little bit more mid-show. I want to talk, when Nicole Marie gets here this morning, about some of the folks we've had on. You heard a couple of songs this morning, and, you know, some of the things that you just don't know or may have never heard. The song we kind of opened up our show with, which is called Audio by LSD. You remember, it was remember the lady with the long hair that covered her face? She's a part of that super group. It's by three artists. And the song is, it's called Audio. I'm not going to sing it for you again. But really good song.
Man.
okay, I'll go ahead and quit. No, I'm just kidding. Listen, I don't want to turn off our fans, especially on
Uh-oh.
Friday. No, yeah, listen, then one of the songs we kind of slipped on in, which we don't usually kind of throw in a little slow song, but we had a song called Anger by Issa Simone. And she is, she was chatting yesterday, so her song is called Anger. And she's been on with some We'll Get Her. Just so I'll remind everybody about the interview soon, so that way you can connect the dots. And we've got an incredible music playlist on the way today with Incognito and my favorite song, Always There, and all that stuff is on the way. It's Fanday Friday. We're kind of hanging out a little bit. So what can I say? Michael, do you love Fridays on the broadcast?
Well, very much so, Carrie. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It's one of my favorite adventures.
All right. Well, listen, we're going to keep things moving along this morning. As I said, it is just an incredible day. Oh, let me just make sure everybody is aware. What you also heard was Camille Friend. And she was commenting about folks on the, you know, when they get on social media, they hide behind their keyboard and say all kind of crazy things.
Yeah, all
and
the time, Carrie.
Well, folks, let me just, you know, inform you who Camille Friend is. Okay, take a listen to this. And I had the great honor and pleasure of interviewing Camille Friend, interviewing her a couple times on our broadcast, but also she was featured in our magazine called Afrolock Magazine. And if you guys have not seen the magazine, go to afrolockmagazine.com. Here's what I wanted to say. Camille herself is such an accomplished individual. I mean, she is a hairstylist out in Hollywood. Okay, let's get that on out there. Who I was just honored to interview her on our broadcast. She's the very first. She's one of the top hairstylists in the country who has been nominated for an Academy Award. I don't know too many folks at all who've been nominated for an Academy Award. So for her to be part of our broadcast and to come on and talk, and Camille is going to give you real talk. So if you can't handle real talk, I don't know what to tell you. But she brings it. And that is really the truth. And she's just, like I said, she has just done amazing things. And working with Denzel Washington and his son, she's worked with, Halle Bailey, one of the, I think it was Halle Bailey, yeah. And, you know, with The Little Mermaid, she's worked on the Wakanda movies, with the incredible Angela Bassett and others. Just what
very
did I
much
say?
So,
I
Carrie.
Wish she had won the Oscar. I wish she had really won
wow.
that Oscar, but she didn't. But she'll have many times in the future. She is
oh, yeah.
accomplished
yes,
woman.
She will.
Yeah, and every
very
time I watch,
lately.
Yeah, one of my favorite things, Michael, then I'm going to let you go, sir, because I know you got to get back here mid-show, but she worked on a TV show that she also shared a little bit about, and I watch it in the middle of the night here, and if I'm in New York or if I'm out in Houston, I always watch this show. It's called Third Rock from the Sun. It was John Lithgow. Oh, my God. You heard of this show?
Oh, yes, sir. Oh, it was too funny. It was one of my favorite shows back then. I used to love watching that show. You know, with John Lithgow these guys were just, they had a chemistry, you know, Carrie. They all four
yeah,
of them
Jane Curtin,
had just
Jane
that
Curtin,
chemistry.
From Jane Curtin. What was the name of that show? Saturday Night Live. She was on way back
yeah,
in the day.
Saturday Night Live. Original.
Listen,
not ready for prime time players.
Exactly, but here's the connection with Camille Friend. This hairstylist, this amazing accomplished hairstylist, Camille told us, she's like, Carrie, I was one of my first TV shows I worked on was that show. I'm like, okay, so we're giving away our age this morning, but how awesome is that? How
that
awesome
is awesome.
So listen, like I said, Michael, we've got a lot more on the way today. And of course, Maggie Anderson. What can I say? We put on Maggie almost every day because it's such a great reminder about what she's all about. We're going to go ahead and get her on. She's going to tell you why you need to be supporting us and other African American businesses each day. So let's go ahead and kind of keep the morning going. Michael, we'll be back. So let's see if we can get Miss Maggie. Don't you just love Maggie?
Oh, yeah. All night and all day, Carrie. Love her.
All right. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm Maggie Anderson. I am the creator of the Empowerment Experiment and the author of Our Black Year, my family's year-long stand completely living off of Black-owned businesses. When we decided to take on this public pledge, we had no idea how hard it would be. There was only one Black-owned grocery store in all of Illinois, and that grocery store closed 5 months before we finished our year. And I have two little girls. There means no fresh milk, no fresh meats, no fresh produce. But I put them through that because we took the stand and we wanted really to do something extreme out of love for our community, to expose how few Black businesses there still are, to refute negative stereotypes about Black-owned businesses, and to expose economic injustice that still persists in America. After the year, I decided that I could not go back to corporate. I could not go back to law. I've made this issue of economic racism and really trying to create economic empowerment in our Black community my life. The Black hair care firms, they sustained the civil rights movement. Black women created these companies, huge, thriving companies, and we needed that. We talk about Black Wall Street now because we shine a light on what happened in Tulsa. Most Black neighborhoods were anchored by these Black Wall Streets. And if we could bring that back, America would be better. I'm not saying bring all of it back. That would probably be impossible. But we can bring Black hair care back. There are great Black hair care companies that exist, Black-owned hair care companies that exist right now. And it would be wonderful for, in America, just like other groups own their culturally relevant products and industries, that the Black community can own the biggest Black hair care brands, that the Black community can own Black beauty supply stores. 3% of the beauty supply stores in Black neighborhoods, and Black people know what I'm talking about. If you go into a Black neighborhood, you're going to see a beauty supply store, and they're going to sell all the Black hair care products that only Black people use, and they are not owned by Black people. So I've issued the Black-owned hair care challenge, just asking everyday folks to say, hi, my name is Maggie Anderson, and I accept the Black-owned hair care challenge, and tell the world that from now on, if I'm going to buy Black hair care products, I'm going to make sure it's from a Black-owned company.
It's two thumbs up. The Hair Radio Morning Show goes to the movies. It's our brand new Movie Talk radio segment. Listen live. Tune in right here on our broadcast for our unique review of the latest movie. Join us live on the air to chat. It's Movie Talk on the Hair Radio Morning Show. The Let Your Spirit Soar segment on the Hair Radio Morning Show is about getting your day and ours started with positive thoughts, well wishes, great quotes, and amazing affirmations. So if you have one you'd like to share, please send it through our Salon TV Network app, and we'll get it featured on the air. I'm Carrie Hines. You're invited to be part of our new limited radio broadcast series, Talking About Cosby. It's our chance to collectively delve into the life and career and legacy of Bill Cosby, right here on the Hair Radio Morning Show. Now, we've got great on-air commentators who will be lending their voices to this complex man's story, and we want to hear from you. Our mid-show hour from 7 to 8 a.m. Eastern, 6 to 7 Central, it's your chance to call in and speak live on the air. Go to our Facebook page, The Hair Radio Morning Show, for complete details.
As women, it seems like we carry the weight of the world on our shoulders, and that weight is directly balanced between your two feet. And with this balancing act, who do you think is suffering? It's not the kids. It's your feet. While running errands, paying bills, or dodging traffic, you could be ruining your feet. Wearing the wrong shoes for the wrong period of time can cause more damage than you think. Hammer toe and bunions are the leading deformities in black women, and Dr. Yolanda Raglan is the first black and only female podiatrist with practices dedicated solely to the correction of these type of deformities. So let this black girl do some magic and fix your feet. For more information, visit fixyourfeet.com, providing medically necessary surgery with a cosmetic result.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines, and we are literally broadcasting live We're at the International Beauty Show in New York City. I am so excited. Now, listen, you guys know, Siobhan. She's been on our show a million times. She's one of our biggest collaborators and supporters to the broadcast. Well, listen, today is a special treat. We have one of her mini-me's. She's got a couple. Okay. But this mini-me's not so many anymore. Okay. Let me just bring to the line one of my favorite folks out there, of course. We're talking about Niamani. Welcome to the Hair Radio Morning Show.
Hi. It's such an honor to be with the legendary Terry Hines.
Oh, I love it. I love it. So tell me now, hold it. You're doing big things out there yourself. So how does it feel to be here at the show with your mom?
You know what? It actually feels like a birthright because I've seen you and my mom do it for so long. Yes. So I'm immersed in it.
Yes.
And it feels like I'm finally embracing my nature, right? My natural ability. So I'm honored.
And I got to say, first of all, you also are going to be, your two little ones who are not so little either, we're going to bring them into the family business as well.
Yep.
So how do you feel about that? Are you going to point them in the direction of hair and beauty?
Yes. So I hope that Zion takes up barbering, right? And then Zoe, she's a star of her own. She's always here, nails, everything. So my mom all over again for sure.
Well, speaking of which, Siobhan, what on God, I have to say, I mean, how awesome is it to be here with Niamani today?
You know what? It's absolutely amazing. I remember, you know, what's really sentimental about this moment is when I was in hair school many years ago, I was actually pregnant with her. So I've always envisioned us, you know, running a family operation in the hair industry. So this right here is priceless. This is definitely God ordained.
All right. And we're shouting, of course, Miss Amora, who's overseas at this moment. We're going to just put that on out there. Big shout out. But she can hear us right on the Hair Radio Morning Show. We're worldwide.
Yeah.
Okay? So tell her to listen in.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, thanks so much. We're going to be walking around. We got a lot of things to get into today, right?
Thanks for having me.
All right. Thank you so much.
Yes, thank you.
Stay
well. I am an introvert, really, though. I am.
Oh, okay.
It was the amount of love that she poured in, and she never even, I never even thought about limitation. I never thought about saying was impossible. And so all of my friends and family would say, oh, yeah, you know, Robin's in La La Land. And so I was like, well, you know, it's pretty cool here. And that's why I love Kay.
Wow.
Because I could think about something and I had no boundary. And so that's kind of how I live. I'm really a free spirit, Carrie, and my mom was my inspiration, and I asked God every step, you know, which way I should go. And even in his guidance, my missteps are still on purpose. And I think that that's the beauty about life is that, you know, when you are guided in love and you are rooted in great counsel of people who care about you, your mistakes, your bumps, your bruises, your learnings, all of it has purpose behind it. And so, therefore, you know, you end up in some places that you never would have expected. And that's kind of how I've been tracking along. And in the industry, Dolores Green from my hometown, Savannah, Georgia, she gave me my first opportunity to be a salon owner. I was too young to even know that it was a risk. And Mr. McBride, who is the founder of McBride Research Laboratories of Design Essentials, gave me an opportunity to work in research and development, and that's when I realized that the chair was possible. Looking at him, I knew being a CEO was possible. Belinda Baker, she was the first educator that I saw that it blew my mind how she spoke, how she was able to carry a crowd and her knowledge base. She was inspiration instantly. And those are the people who really inspired me in the hair industry. As a, you know, salons, I started studying the top 200 salons in the country, doing a million or more in revenue, and I realized that people of color, we weren't on the list. And that was shocking.
Wow.
And this was in the late 90s, early 2000s. And what I realized, the business models were the same. All you had to do was plug in your business DNA and follow the guide of really building a corporation. And, you know, I started out in the industry very young because my only goal had, was freedom, period. And so freedom. With that, I had a lot of limitations. However, being a self-study, self-taught entrepreneur, I was able to find my way to understanding there's a difference between small business and big business. And that was another reason technology was attractive, because I had done small business well. And I knew that it was something I did not know. So that drove me to studying different industries, different models. And I give a shout out to Candace again. Being a graduate from Georgia Tech, the pathway in the technology world, especially for a young person of color, gave this point of view of this is how you do big business. And
absolutely.
With that, we were able to merge wisdom in the industry and eyes of the future to start creating models that fit us better. Because truthfully, in the tech world, what was interesting when I first started learning about it, I was like, this is for trust fund babies. This is not for us. They are
right.
giving funding to ideas. No, where I come from, you better have a client before you open a business. You better
absolutely.
Know your revenue stream before you start, you know, doing a business.
Right.
So it was brand new and exciting. And just being able to learn all the time is exciting as well. I would share with any of the audience members, always be a student, you know, and make sure the people that you team up with and you connect with, that there's an alignment that begins on a spiritual level, because the world is hard enough to fight the obstacles of keeping your faith when you're not in alignment. And the thing that I know that holds this company together with a super glue is we are rooted in understanding that our steps are guided by God. And being in an entrepreneur setting, we get to say that boldly. You know, I never understood the corporate, what do they call it, protocols of, of what to say and not what not to say and what was politically correct. That's what I'm looking for.
Right.
PC. Didn't have to go that route. And that's what I would say to anybody. The thing about all the people in our company, they follow their truth. And what I love about Shirley, who's our global brand manager.
Shirley Dickinson.
Corporate in the level of excellence. So all the things that I don't know, she keep us in order and of true excellence. And so I tell anybody, you know, rather your career path takes you straight into entrepreneurship or takes you to higher learning to get a PhD, or you follow your bliss as an artist, being alignment stay on purpose, know your truth, and trust. Trust the journey, because it's purpose in all the stumbling blocks. And then when you get to these milestones to celebrate, they mean a lot. And so those are the things that we really live by.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hoskins, and I'm Carrie Hines right here on the All Know Here Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day. Barbie, it's Friday morning, March 22nd, 2024. I'm Carrie Hines. It is great to have you guys with us mid-show, a little after seven, if you're on the East Coast. In the morning, for folks out in Central Time Zone, it's 6:02. Let me bring back to the line, you guys know her so well. It's always a joy and an honor. And I got to remind folks, she is a powerhouse in her own right. Nicole Marie comes to us out of beautiful, we're going to say Water Valley, Mississippi, and talk a little bit about that. And also that she is a community-based person, just like I am, and doing so much out there with shaping the minds of the next generation. We're going to talk about all of that. Let me just bring to the line the one and only queen of the morning. Talk about Nicole Marie. Good morning.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Happy mid-show.
All the above,
how
right?
How are you, Carrie? All the above.
Yes. You know, I got to remind folks, I'm physically planted. Right now, we broadcast from everywhere, New York City, from Houston, Texas, from Virginia, you know, from Mississippi, and we welcome everybody. I was just talking to Michael in the first hour and just kind of letting him know, I'm like, Michael, I went to just look at some of our, you know, to kind of let us know where folks are checking us out from, and I mean, there were folks in Spain and the Philippines and all over the world, of course, from coast to coast here in America. And I got to say thank you.
Oh,
it
is
refreshing.
Thank you for tuning in.
Absolutely. And thank you, Nicole Marie, for doing such a great job. Michael Hoskins, everybody, the whole family.
It's a pleasure
to be back
here. It starts my day, too, just like everybody else. I love it.
I agree. I totally agree. Speaking of which, now, and like I said, Michael will be back about 20 minutes from now and kind of
you know, bring us up to date. He always keeps us informed on what's happening and what's going on in the world for the veterans. We don't. We keep them front and center right here on the broadcast, and you should too. Yeah, he's an accredited claims agent. We'll talk to him, and especially in the next half hour.
We just have so much to share, Carrie.
Oh, we call it unpacking. There's
unpacking.
A lot to unpack.
A lot to unpack.
Oh, my gosh. On a daily basis. Well, you know what it is? We've really been working at this for many years. And so there's so many milestones. Let me just give you a couple of milestones here on the show. The Hair Radio Show, not the Hair Radio Morning Show that you're listening to right now. The Hair Radio Show was launched in 1995 with four different hairstylists. I didn't even host the show originally.
Right.
I was the producer, but I wasn't even the host. You didn't even hear my voice at all. They were four hairstylists, different hairstylists, and they were all from, like, New Jersey. We were out on the East Coast, and that's how the show kind of got off the ground. And back in those days, you all had to kind of be in the same room. There was no Nicole Marie out in Mississippi and Michael in Virginia and Carrie in New York or Texas. So there was none of that. We were all right there in one space. And we had to try to get everybody. Some were from New York, and they would have to hustle over to Jersey, and we'd have to try to get everybody together every time it was time to do the show. And I said, you know what? Let me reshape this show. Let me rebrand it and take it from a different angle. And so, and what I also discovered, the show was originally meant to just give hair tips. That was all the Hair Radio Show was supposed to do. Originally, who would think that we turned it into an international brand?
A long way. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Who would think? So that was back in 1995. Again, it was just the Hair Radio Show. Then, and we've done so much. We celebrated our 10th anniversary, which is a place that nobody ever thought they'd see us, which is now known as the Paley Center, P-A-L-E-Y.
Wow.
They have a center in New York City, and they also have one out in Hollywood. So we were at the one in New York at the time, and they helped us to celebrate our 10th anniversary at that time. And then from there, we just kept right on going. So we had many milestones. And then I turned it into a morning version, kind of like Steve Harvey, Tom Joyner type show where we played music and talked about everything that more of a lifestyle show. So whatever, it didn't have to just be, you know, one little, you know, cookie cutter stylist type thing. We wanted everybody to feel a part of our messaging, you know, their voices to have representation, inclusivity. Now everybody throws around the letters DEI. You know what I mean, for diversity, equity, and inclusivity. So that's always been important to us. Yeah, long before they applied those letters, we were already doing that in that space. And so, here we wanted to continue that. And so the morning show was created. And that wasn't until 2015. It was our first, it was January 5th of 2015. As a morning show, and we turned it into a three-hour morning show, which we've been ever since. And so we'll
ever
be celebrating.
Since.
Yeah, next year we'll be celebrating 10 years on Blog Talk Radio. That's next year. And not just 10 years on Blog Talk, but 30 years. It is our 30th anniversary of Hair Radio, period, that comes up next year. So this year, we're celebrating 1,000. Oh, we got so many things. Because you know why? We stay consistent, which is something I'm gonna have to call us to the rug on this. This is not something that we in our community have been given the credit for, but we stay consistent. I rarely turn back. You know, I keep right on going every morning.
I look at this as something important that we're doing, providing a service.
Very important.
Yeah. So why is it so important, Comrie? I'm going to let you take it away. Why is this so important?
Well, for one, Carrie, we are starting the day in a positive way. We aim to inspire and encourage and be a voice for our community, but then also to be here for our listeners, for our fans.
Absolutely,
and just spread
absolutely.
Information about our community, about hair, about beauty, about just things that are going on in the world as well, because we're concerned
yeah.
about everyone and everything that goes on. And just
yeah.
being that platform
yeah.
that does
yeah.
it in a
Go
positive
right ahead.
Way.
Absolutely. Now, what about you, Nicole-Marie? What about family? We talked a little bit about that in the top of the show today. What about family? How important is it to finding balance? I mean, you do this every day as a mom
True.
And a wife.
True.
You find balance. So what can you share? Any kind of tips and things? I'm breaking it on down for the fans who are tuned in on this Friday morning.
Well, Carrie, the family is the core. That's where it starts. And it doesn't matter if it's, you know, mom and dad, if it's grandma, if it's whatever. Whatever the nucleus of the family is, that's your family. And it's so very important because that's where we start. No matter what else is going on, we ought to be able to engage and count on our family. So just for all of our listeners out there, stay in touch with your family, you know, bond with your family, because it's so very, very important. Yes, we have others. Even, you know, I have friends that I'm so close with. They're my family. They're not my blood. They're not blood related, but they're my family because they're just that close. So keep the connection. If you don't have
keep
a connection,
the connection
make,
going, right?
Make a connection. Yes.
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 And I've got to say, what you just said, you know, some family is the folks that you choose.
Exactly.
And, to me, that is these amazing folks who've been so instrumental, even in recent times in my life, to help us shape, you know, where things are. Just to I can't even imagine that, you know, that we're not related.
Exactly.
Because they care so
because,
much.
Yeah.
You know, I'm so grateful for them. I you know, we talk about oftentimes, what do we do each morning? Well, I'm grateful to God just to be able to have these folks around me and to
exactly.
want the best for me and,
exactly.
and like one. So
and
that
just
means
like
a lot.
On the show, Carrie. We're not blood related, but we are family. We're a team.
Oh,
we work as a
we
team, and we
in,
are a
Nicole
family.
Marie.
Yes,
yeah. You, Mr. Luther, your entire family, Michael Hopkins, Ms. Vena
yes.
and his family, to even myself and Dr. Hines, my big brother who's been on our show
exactly.
Many times.
We're family.
And, yeah, and I'm always inspired. I really am. And we're doing something that I think is just fantastic. Now, listen,
exactly.
I don't know if you heard
keep
this
moving.
Morning. This whole, you know, did you hear, we played one of the audio first clips this morning from one of my favorite, you know, every so often we'll get this on. And you guys know her. She was nominated for an Academy Award. I had never... That's something I checked off a box. I have never spoken to an Academy Award nominee on our show during an Academy Award season. I was like, wow. To talk to somebody nominated for an Oscar.
Isn't she wonderful? Yeah.
Yeah, I was like, good grief. That is just incredible. During the time she was nominated and waiting to win. Well, I did talk way back in the day. I do remember speaking to Montel Jordan, remember, this is how we do things. Of course, I'm not going to sing it. But Montel came on our show, and one day I'll have to play that back for you because I do have I have some of the classic shows that we did way back in like 20 years ago.
So you got to hear my voice over 20 years ago. It's real interesting. But it really is. But, yeah, Montel Jordan was on when he was nominated for a Grammy. And he was up against Stevie Wonder and all that stuff. He shares all of that with us here on the show.
Right.
And I just remember, so he was the only one that I remember. We've had many award winners now. We've had Melba Moore, a singer, who has won a Tony Award. She's been on with me, of course. Of course, we always talk about Miss Dionne Warwick, who's won several Grammys. We've had a gentleman that we just lost, not all the, remember the gentleman from Broadway that was on with us? Yeah, we had him on. He was just, he played in The Wiz on Broadway. I got to go Google him because he was just fantastic fella. He had won multiple Tonys as well. We've had a lot of official folks and so many famous folks. My goodness. Still think about, folks like Lenny Williams from the group Tower Power. If you go way back. Yeah, we had everybody. The list just goes on and on and on. And we've just been.
There's so many connections, Terry. Yeah. So many people, so many connections.
Yeah, but I like it. I do. I think
I love it.
Yeah. I do too. So now I've got to say, want to remind everybody, you know, we got to talk about Guest Set Atlanta. We got to talk about
Atlanta.
That, Nicole Marie. Yeah.
May
so
the 5th. Oh, yes.
May 5th is correct. Of 2024. We want you to know. It's this year. On Cinco de Mayo, that's right, down in Atlanta,
Georgia. Yes.
Exactly. And what is Get to Atlanta about? Well, it's where we take the time, really, SET, Get SET, S-E-T. Well, that's an acronym, and it stands for salon or shop. I mean, take your pick, or even safety, emergency training. So it's great for us. You talk about inspirational. This is where you get it from. We teach you, your staff, your team. We give you just two-hand CPR. So we don't do the mouth part of this in this particular training. We do. I'm a certified instructor through one of the big organizations that's out there. And so you guys know who they are. So I go around to different places and literally teach CPR, first aid, and, emergency training. So this is something we wanted to put together out in Atlanta, but not just the emergency, which is important. That's good enough. But we wanted to take the two-hand training, the two-hand CPR, share that, but also talk about health and wellness, because the space that we're having it in, shouting out Miss Eileen down there in Atlanta. She has this indoor farmers market that she's a part of in the Atlanta area. And I've been there before. I was there about 5 years ago. We thought it was time to go back. Well, here we go. We are here. And we've been around. And by the way, let me just add on to that. We've invited our hair friends. Anytime that I go out of my door, that we share, that we're broadcasting, it is with the hair folks in mind. There's one thing you're going to always get from this show, that's hair, beauty, community. We support the veterans. We're advocates. We're so much more out there. So, just wanted to mention that
so
this morning. Well, yeah. Well, that's what we do.
It is.
That's what we do. Yeah. So I'm so excited. So what is this? About 7:21, something like that. If you are out in the New York area, we're going to say on the East Coast, for folks out here where I am, it's a little after 6, about 6:20 or so, 6:21, something like that, in Central Time Zone. I'm broadcasting right now. I happen to be in one of our new spaces to get the word out and kind of wake up folks. Of course, that's Hair Radio Houston. Houston.
That's right.
Hair Radio Houston, Texas.
Houston,
which we just love. Yeah, to wake up at about 60 degrees and I was just like happy. Wow, good stuff.
That's so nice.
beautiful. That's all I can say. Coming from the East Coast, yes. Band-Aid Friday, Women's Health, Women's History Month also helps.
Women's History Month, yes.
Yeah, Band-Aid Friday, yes. So
celebrating
good
all the fabulous women. Wonderful.
All right. You know what? You
but every day.
Keep
this is the month,
yeah.
But every single day.
Yeah. Well, you've got
to
stay on it. We talk about consistency. I think that's the word of the day. Being consistent with what we do. And I think we're doing a good
very
job
important
here on the show. Yeah. So now
yes,
what
we
else
are
is going on? Oh, I got to take a moment, Miss Marie, Nicole Marie, to talk about, yeah, to talk. Remember we had on all week a very special guest, Miss Tara Renee. Yeah, now do you remember what she kicked off all week right here on our show? Do you remember?
Yes, Miss Tara Renee was speaking about the 3-day event. It's a film festival.
Yes.
African American women in cinema.
Oh, don't have it too bad.
And
Miss Tara
Renee, is kicking off the event. It's a 3-day event in New York. Actually,
that's right.
Going
Thursday,
on today.
Yesterday was our birthday.
Yeah, yesterday,
that's right.
Today, and tomorrow. Day. Yes,
that's
in
right.
New York.
Oh, you went in. Okay.
Oh, yeah. I enjoyed her so much. Yes. And next year I need to be there.
No, we
so
will be
I'm
there.
Have to plan
we will be
that trip.
Yeah. I'm going to see if we can get her to. I haven't talked to her about it. We're going to see if we can catch her with her folks and see if this is something we can get her from time to time to check in on
that would be
some
great.
Of these incredible movies. Yeah.
That would be great.
Because she has a lot to share. And she's been doing just an amazing job of doing just that. Yeah. Well, it's about
inspiration. What the organization stands for. It is.
She's bringing the inspiration just like you do. Nicole Marie,
thank you
do every single solitary day on the Hair Radio Morning Show, and we just love it. Like I said, this is the way that it's supposed to happen around the world. We are bringing inspiration, and you bring the hope. And I've got to just tell you, we came up with this wonderful intro that talks and shares what hope is all about. Take a listen.
Well, first of all, hope is important to each and every one of us because it gives our lives meaning. It's that belief that our future can be better than our past. So no matter what we may have been through, going through, going to go through, there's always hope. Just that positive expectation that change can and will occur in all of our lives. So every day, I share an inspirational way from a book by Patrick Lindsay, and it's called High Hopes.
All right. Patrick Lindsay book.
Patrick Lindsay.
Nicole Marie, yes, we just love it. What hope do you have for us today?
The hope for today is give yourself, whether it's your time, your heart, or your money. It's a scientifically proven fact showing kindness to others, helping them in almost any way, brings an immediate increase in your well-being. Back to you, Carrie.
Ooh, brings an immediate increase in our own well-being. And that is by helping others. You know, for me, I totally agree. I love this this hope of the day today for the simple reason. And I don't know why I'm built this way, but when I come across stories that are shared either that we find on the internet and we make part of our, you know, round table type discussions that we have right here on our show, and we all share different social media clips and things like that. But when I come across things that we are helping each other, that we are looking out for one another.
Exactly.
That does something for me. That's what yeah, I dedicated my life to helping as many folks as I can. And I just thank God that he's given me the voice and the platform to do just that. So to me, yeah, what you just said says it all. Give yourself your time, your heart, your money, and share your spirit. And I think that this is what matters. You know, I just remind us that, yeah, this show is just all about reminding you that you matter. You know, and I'm raising my hand because I'm right there with you. You matter.
Exactly.
We matter. We matter.
We do.
And if you don't know that you're loved by folks, well, you are.
Right. We have to take care of one another.
We got to say, we don't have a choice because ain't nobody's coming to the rescue if we don't rescue ourselves. So we've got to remember that. Yeah, so give yourself and help others. That's what our job is each morning and every day. All
very important. It's so important.
Well, tell us why. Why is that so important, Nicole Marie?
Well, a lot of times it does not cost you anything to give your time, you know, whether you're volunteering for something or it could just be somebody one-on-one that you know or come in contact with. Share your time, share your heart. It could be a conversation with some, give them some advice. Or if it's a situation where you are donating money or clothes or whatever their need is, do it. If you have it to give, give it.
Now, I have to say, I agree with that sentiment. What about Michael? Does he give of his time, his heart, and his moolah? Let's bring him on. Michael comes to us from beautiful Spotsylvania, Virginia.
Oh,
Michael, it is
good morning, Michael.
Happy Friday.
Yeah.
Happy Friday. Happy Mid-Show.
Yes, it is. Happy Friday. And this is one of my favorite topics. Giving of yourself.
Wow.
It is one of my favorite topics. And the reason why it's one of my favorite topics is because it does not cost you anything to help other people. It doesn't cost you anything. People get all into their feelings and what am I going to get out of this and all that. And it's like, really?
It's not
about
you.
Maybe you get something foolish like helping somebody else because sometimes people need help. It's just, that's just the way it is. And Superman is not going to fly through the sky and all of a sudden land and help your kitty cat out of the tree. It doesn't work that way.
True.
But what does work?
What works, Hopkins?
What does work? Time and go help somebody. It could be little things. It could be little things for helping people. You can volunteer, like Nicole Marie said.
We're helping people, Michael.
And you know, Nicole Marie and Carrie, it doesn't matter if it's veterans, non-veterans, it doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter who it is.
It doesn't matter. Sometimes people just need for you to listen to them.
Well, listen, we're gonna take a little bit of a music break and do just what you just said. Michael will be back in just a bit with a little bit more talk. We're going to get into some veteran stuff and so much more. As Nicole Marie said, we got a lot to unpack here. I have one of my favorite songs. I got to get on some Keisha Cole. I'm sorry. So
for you, folks,
I got to go in a little bit this morning. So stay with us. It's Fan Day Friday. We've got a lot more to get to. Just sit back. Sit back. Here we go.
Just to think about it, I would do things that I would regret. Trying to get you to understand how I felt for you. I tried real hard time and time again, but I didn't know our love wouldn't grow. I should've just let it go, but I stayed around thinking you would learn to love. And we both know you're wrong. There's nothing you can do to ever undo what you've done. Good.
You try to play me like a fool, so I didn't care that love wasn't there. Had to just let it go. Couldn't stay around thinking you were learning to love. And we both know you're wrong. There's nothing you can do. It never can do what you've done.
Done to me.
I love you. In my heart, I know you couldn't love me. Baby, I just kept holding on. I should've let you go.
Should've let you go.
I'd rather be alone. We both grown. Lower your tone over the phone. I should've known. Damn, I should've known this wouldn't last long when you didn't come home tonight. And now I'm on in the zone. Handle business on my own. So respect the queen on the throne. I hear some strong advice. Move on, that's life. You wrong, I'm right, and I'm glad
and
I let
we
you
both
go.
Know you're wrong.
You're listening to The Hair Radio Morning Show, the number one hair and beauty radio show worldwide, and the longest running hair and beauty radio show.
Sexy beard? Men, do you suffer from patchiness or irritation and want a fuller beard? Well, let me introduce you to the hottest beard care products on the market. Rugged Evolution features 16 amazing balms, oils, shampoos, and accessories. Our products are sure to meet the demands of all your beard care needs. For more information, go to ruggedevo.com. That's ruggedevo.com.
And remember, rugged is the new smooth.
Coming soon, don't miss the brand new Hair Radio streaming network show, I Love the 90s. Take a listen back to interviews of the biggest names in music, including CeCe Peniston. Tony Terry.
It's for real, what I feel.
And of course, Destiny's Child. Tune in and enjoy the memorable moments with The Hair Radio and their lineup of amazing artists telling their stories, giving insights, and of course talking hair and beauty right here on Hair Radio.
honestly feel like that's why most people don't have solid friendships, because it's the proximity that has power over them instead of them having power over their proximity. What I mean by that is, if you go to work every day and you see the same people, well, I see you so often that now you've become my best friend, but you never really should have been my best friend. We're not actually in alignment. I just see you
I'm
comfortable enough that I start telling you things I shouldn't tell you, and so then we get mad when Sally goes and tells all our business, or we get mad when Sally goes and does whatever she does, but Sally's really just being Sally.
Yeah.
So you
didn't know Sally to begin with.
Right. I didn't get mad at Sally for being who she is. I just get mad at myself for putting Sally in best friend slot when she's not qualified.
That is good.
We need to stop qualifying people that are literally not putting in the work. They're just showing up.
When you become successful, everybody wants you to be successful till you're successful.
That's right.
Then once you're successful, everybody wants to tear you down. They want to tear down a performance. They want to tear down what you said. They want to criticize you here. They want to find a bad thing to say about you. So you got to just keep walking. And your self-worth has to be strong enough that when everybody's trying to attack you, because they want to be you, and the only way they can be you is they rip you. And you have to be strong enough to take those attacks. You've just got to be strong enough.
I hate to break it to you, but the truth is, how someone treats you is how they feel about you. So don't try to decode or make excuses. It's simple. If they act like they don't care, they don't care.
The funny thing about strong people is that they don't need you. They choose you. And if you ever take them for granted, they'll be content without you.
They will talk about you regardless. They are watching you regardless. So do you.
It is my great honor to bring to the airwaves for the very, very first time, Lucia and Misa of Just the Love Pals. Good morning. Good morning, both of you, and welcome to the show.
Good morning, Carrie. Hi. Yes. Thank you for having us. Good morning. How are you?
Doing great, and I want to kind of jump right on in. First of all, I'm so honored. I really have to say, I mean, you know, the idea of, you know, having an amazing towel company to join an amazing hair product company is just fantastic and promotion. So we're so excited, yes. And this is probably going to be, I think it's going to be your radio debut, if I'm not mistaken. So we're real happy to kind of bring you guys in here. So really good stuff. Okay.
Yeah, thank
so
you for
anyway,
having us.
Absolutely. Lucia, I want to kind of lead on in with you on this, and mm-hmm. I really appreciate this. I want to really, first let me just put the website on out there for you guys. It's justsalontells.com, very simple and straight to the point, justsalontells.com. You guys, tell us a little bit, Lucia, tell us about the towels that you guys offer.
Okay, so our main focus are the pull-on towels. They come in a standard size of 16 by 27. So it's your standard hair salon towel, and it's used in many, many salons that are focused on having a towel which matches their salon, first of all, in color. We have 8 different colors to choose from. And the main idea behind these towels is that they are bleach-proof. So what that means is that, you know, throughout your day, you're coloring hair and you're, you know, wiping it down on the towels, and you have to wash them at the end of the day. And unfortunately, since you have to use bleach, that might really, really fade and discolor your towels. So we have developed a product that doesn't fade, and it's bleach resistant, so you can keep washing them and using them as many times, and they will keep their color and they will stay vibrant. And that's been our main focus.
Well, that sounds to me like a great
you know, every business that I could think of is interested in saving money. So for you
shop owners,
this is, yeah, you're getting your money's worth, of course. And
exactly.
I have to say, what a great idea. Marisa, I have to say, what is it like when you tell folks, we make towels. This is what we offer. It's very exciting. So when you come across the different folks who can benefit from these towels, can you give us an example? Is it like hair salons or barbershops or, you know,
yeah,
personal
for sure.
care teams? Yeah, tell us a little bit about that, Marisa.
I would say our biggest clients are, of course, barbershops, hair salons, beauty salons, even like nail salons, manicure and pedicure salons, you know?
Yeah.
These towels, like the colors that they come in, they're just perfect for any aesthetic, you know, the right color for any salon pretty much. And they're also great for, we have smaller clients versus like bigger salons and like celebrity hairstylists and stuff like that. So even if you're
really?
A smaller salon, you know, we have smaller quantities available for you if you want to try it out. Even if you're at like an at-home sort of just starting up, we have like, we can work with you. And also if you're like a bigger client for us and you need a bigger like quantity, et cetera, we can work with you. And that's kind of how we work. So we're great for any size business pretty much.
You're listening to the all-new Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines. Now, I have a very special guest joining us today. Actually, I've known her for quite a while, and I think this is the very, very first time joining us on the broadcast. It is my great honor and sincere pleasure to welcome to the show Miss Asia Good. Good morning, Asia.
Good morning.
Yes, it is so nice to have you finally on our broadcast.
Yes.
And it is just wonderful because let me just make it clear to everybody. The Hair Radio Morning Show is about hair, beauty, and community. It really is. And so you fit right into those categories this morning. And being a young person out there in business, I'm so excited to really talk about it because I don't think we've covered the subject of realty so much, but I think it's so incredibly important right now, especially with folks looking and with the way that things are going on out here in the world. People are looking for how to get properties and rent spaces and all that wonderful good stuff. So I can't wait to hear everything you have to say today. So very nice.
Yes, exactly. So it's funny. I got into real estate during the pandemic. I was twiddling my thumbs. I was finishing up college because I did go to school for public health. And I said,
yeah.
I need to do something if this doesn't work out. And, you know, it is my dream to own a house myself. So I was like, let me be an educated consumer and go to school for real estate. So that's how I ended up in real estate.
Wow.
For myself and also to educate the masses because, you know, when you do have that certain knowledge, it does make a difference and it does impact how you are purchasing or renting out a property.
I didn't mean to interrupt you. Go ahead. Finish your thought, please.
No, I'm just going to say that's why I became, most importantly, an NJ realtor because there's a difference between a real estate agent and a realtor. So I belong to an association.
Wow. That's incredible. And so it sounds to me like you really enjoy it. And that's a surprise,
yes.
Huh?
Yes. It's fun being able to help someone gain information. Not even if they do, like, if they don't want to purchase right now, at least they know what to look for and what is coming up so they wouldn't be ambushed with the sudden spontaneous transaction of buying a house because, you know, there is a process to everything.
And that is a process and that's a big decision. But it is good that people consider buying versus renting. Is that right?
Yes, because, you know, the way the market is now, there's not much inventory, so sellers are trying to sell either for their best interest or just for monetary gain. And you have to be cautious of what you are spending your money on. And sometimes high rent, believe it or not, is equivalent to someone's house. And if you're paying $80,000 plus in rent in New Jersey, you're probably paying someone's mortgage on a $300,000 house.
Wow.
So
that is
crazy.
That's ridiculous. Yeah, that folks are spending so much. And that brings up a good point. Now, you're located in New Jersey, and we have listeners from everywhere, but what are some of the tips that anybody can think of that they should consider when looking for property of rental and or purchasing? Any ideas that come to mind?
Yes, definitely. So, you know, if taxes is a big deal, you have to be mindful of what area you are moving into New Jersey, because every town and city has their own taxes. So if taxes is something that you are worried about, you have to be mindful of that. And then also, you know, due to the sudden shift in climate, you want to be aware of what's a flood zone. I know that the FEMA released that they are changing their flood insurance rates, and it differs from those who are grandfathered from their previous insurance policy. So those are things to consider.
Well, now, this sounds like a lot for the average person to keep track of. Is it as complicated as it sounds, or is it that that's what your job is, to break it down for us?
Well, honestly, if anyone were to hire a realtor or a real estate agent, it's just to make the transaction smooth for the consumer, for the buyer and the seller, because, you know, we're the person that's going to make all the necessary moves for it not to be a nightmare. I know at the brokerage I'm at, it's our responsibility to do our 100% best always. And if that goes along the lines as sitting in for inspections or getting appraisals done for you, we will do that. That's no problem. I'm trained for that. So those things that might fluster a consumer, look into hiring a real estate agent, because they really know what's going on in the market, who to talk to, what direction to lead you in terms of even finding a real estate attorney, appraiser, home inspector, just obtaining your occupancy to live. So, you know, those are things that can be done by a real estate agent.
Wow. I have to say, goodness, you are really on top of it. You are just killing it. You are. I'm so very happy. Well, listen, I just also want to take a moment to say, you know, and I have to, in full disclosure, Asia is just someone I've known. Asia, I just have to let everybody know, I've known you since you were just a little tiny little girl down in New Jersey. So it's just remarkable. My dearest friend in the whole wide world was Asia's dad, Theo, and God rest his soul, who would just be ridiculously proud of everything that you have accomplished. And you have an amazing family. And I was going to ask you, because balancing a family, that's not easy with business. How do you do it?
Honestly,
you have an entire family.
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, you know, just to piggyback off of mentioning my father, I learned being a hustler from him. He made it seem like parenting and working multiple jobs was just normal. So I probably get it from him, but with the help of a planner, and then, you know, the Google Calendar, those are my best friends.
Well, I hear you, and I can certainly echo that. I tell you, I was just thinking about Theo because, you know, I talk often about being a flight attendant or being in the airlines, and I have to let folks know I would have never, ever, ever, ever made that decision. I didn't even want to be a flight attendant, but your dad talked me into it, and that's how I became a flight attendant. He encouraged me to do so.
And that's how I ended up, and which was a big thing, and staying with the airline. So, you know, great memories, and I, it's so nice to see all of that come to full fruition through his offspring. So just great job. I'm very impressed with two wonderful little girls of your own at this point, and you're just doing some amazing things, and so a great husband, and you just got the whole family thing sewn up. So listen, back
you.
To this realty, I am just blown away. So folks, down in New Jersey, of course, Asia's out there doing her business thing. So we're going to encourage, of course, if you want to contact Asia. Now, are you on like social media and all that kind of stuff for folks with your business?
Yes,
okay, well, tell folks how they can connect with you and all that good stuff.
Okay, the easy way to find me is through Instagram. If everyone is Instagram savvy, I am at Asia.NJ.Realestate. That's on Instagram, and then my email is AsiaGood, AsiaGoode, at srnjtean.com. So that's AsiaGood, AsiaGoode.
And you can, of course, contact us at Hair Radio, and we'll put you in touch with Asia. And so just, again, real proud of you and all that you are accomplishing. We're going to remind folks from time to time who are looking for, you know, different spaces and things of that nature to check in, check you out. So, Asia, anybody you want to shout out to before we say goodbye this morning?
No, I just shout out to you for convincing me to come on. You know, I didn't expect an interview from this. And, you know, also the brokers that I work for, you know, Signature Realty, are located in Summit, New Jersey. So.
Yeah. And to your incredible family for supporting you, of course.
Yes.
That
yes,
goes without saying. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, listen, thank you, Asia, for being my guest today on the Hair Radio Morning Show. You did an awesome job.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
You got it. All right, folks, keep it right here. We've got a lot more of the Hair Radio Morning Show to go this morning. Stay with us.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com. Because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Like Black History Month. Women's History Month is 365 days of the year. So I'm just honored to be able to celebrate the struggles, the achievement, past and present, of women who have built and molded country, our lives. They have advocated, and we continue to advocate for equality, for voting rights, for diversity, for inclusion. They have just created opportunities and contributed just so, so much and continue. We continue right now. So I'm just very honored to just be able to just celebrate.
But I want to find out also whose shoulders has he been standing on? So we're going to ask him that question as we welcome Eugene Davis. Eugene, you're on with Michael Hopkins, Carrie Hines, and, of course, Dr. Bernard Evans. And good morning
good
to
morning.
You, Eugene Davis.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Carrie. Good morning, Dr. Evans. How are you guys doing this morning?
Great.
Okay. It sounds like the Waltons here. Okay. Good morning.
Yeah. How about that?
So to answer your question,
okay.
I guess first
you heard
and foremost,
that. Okay.
Yes, yes. First and foremost, I stand on the shoulders of God. And secondly, yes. I stand on the shoulders of my mentor, which is Dr. Bernard Evans, who has supported me for over 25 years in my career.
Unbelievable.
Has opened the door and has shown me things that, you know, no one else would have shown me coming into this business very naive. And he just always had this superior work ethic and something I always admired. And he has always guided me and brought out my talents, the best in me. And he believed in me more than I believed in myself most of the time. But, you know, it's been constructive criticisms. It's been just showing me how to be a businessman, how to he led me into how to be a great father. He taught me how to just be a great hairstylist and how to get my name out there, what it's about to be branding, what it is about to be a entrepreneur, a merchandiser. You name it, he's done it. He's shown me the way. And I'm so grateful to that. And I'm grateful to God for bringing him in my life when he did. And everything has this. And this is the season that I'm standing on his shoulders to support Beaufy Global and all the projects that come. Because just like he taught me, I want to give back also with this project and teaching and educating the future professionals that are going to come up in this business.
Comedian Dave Chappelle was assaulted on stage during his set at the Hollywood Bowl on Tuesday night. Several attendees posted clips of the incident, which have since been circulating online, seeming to show Chappelle on stage performing when a man rushes at him and tackles him to the floor. The man is then seen being dragged away by security.
All right, we're back live. Don't you just love listening to some of our clips here? That was one of our recent, we try to bring you some news items. Listen, I'm Carrie Hines. It's Friday morning, and we are back live. You know it's live. It's Friday, March 22nd, 2024. I have to bring, first, let me just get on my colleague, Michael, who's going to kind of help us to get to welcome these folks back to the show, and we'll take it from there. Michael Hopkins from thank you for standing by. We've got some folks who are coming back to us today. It's been a while. So as you guys know, with Live Friday Radio, it's always on right here. Michael, you've listened to Dr. Bernard Evans, the folks over at
BOVGlobal.com. Let me just get that on out. And we are so proud to welcome him back to the show today.
Oh, very much so, Carrie.
Yeah. Do they not bring it every time that they come to the show?
Oh, every time, yes. Yeah, Dr. Evans and Eugene Davis, they just bring it every time we have them on here.
They really do. Let me just spell BOV again, because some folks may not realize how it is actually spelled and how you pronounce it and all that wonderful good stuff. But, yes, it's BEYOFI, BOVGlobal.com. And, again, that's B like boy. I got to get this one out. B like boy, E like Edward, Y like yellow, O like Oscar, F like Frank, and I like India. So I wanted to say that BOVGlobal.com. Hey, Michael, why don't we go ahead and get this gentleman to the line now? Again, he's been with us many, many times. Yeah, you guys know him. He's big on education and so much of what's going on out there. And they're always talking about how to help folks and, you know, going through all kinds of things with talking about the best products and so much more. So, Dr. Bernard Evans, welcome back to the Hair Radio Morning. I got to give
welcome
you a treatment
back
this morning. Welcome back. Yes. Your own
hey,
Michael
good
and
morning.
Good morning.
Yes. Good morning, gentlemen. Good
yes,
morning to
sir.
You both. Yes, Carrie and Michael, it's great to be back on this morning, Friday. And we're thanking God for new mornings being Friday and also new mercies today as well. So we're
absolutely
thankful. We're very thankful.
And we just, you know, not to interrupt you, we just always want to remind folks that you are the man behind this global brand. Global's in your name on your website. Anyway, we have
BOVGlobal.com
as we're just talking and sharing. Dr. Bernard Evans, just to remind folks a little bit, you know, I always do this with you whenever you come to the show, because a lot of folks are always joining in and tuning in for the first time. So we got to always remind folks what exactly BOV is all about, if you will.
BOV itself is all about helping individuals to recognize and to embrace pretty much who they are. And it's all about their self-esteem initially. And YOV itself is for everything inclusive of beauty, sophistication, elegance, you know, empowerment, and those things that are all positive into bringing into one's perspective and also letting the person know that they do have a purpose in this world. And we all have a purpose in this world, more than just living day to day, and some that will live each day without knowing what their purposes are. But when they encounter BOV, it is my responsibility to pretty much get a little bit more involved in doing my own eval of questioning. And I'll ask a person, then, why are you here? And I don't know if that's ever been proposed to any of you gentlemen, but why are you here?
Absolutely.
Why?
Well, go ahead.
You know, so what is your purpose, and what is our purpose?
Right.
And so I like to find out what individual purposes are. Some may know, some may not know. But BOV also somehow kind of integrates itself into that space, not only in the beauty, but in the educational arena. Also in technical aspects too, in so many other businesses or agencies or industries or distributions within this global e-commerce space. And if I haven't mentioned that space, it does not mean that we're not there. It just means that I haven't spoken on that particular part yet. But today, if we talk about Biofi, Carrie, and Michael, it is more so to just help a person really embrace who they are, okay? No matter their walk, their religious background, or religion, or culture, it is more so a duty and a responsibility to, you know, to see themselves in a positive way and to bring out those things within that person that has been dormant or those things that they may not have ever had a person to really speak into their life, to bring about and to connect them to, you know, those individuals that they may not have had or may not know how to get or how to even maneuver or who can or who will, you know, help them. And so as we think about this, Carrie, we all have a responsibility to humanity. I believe we all do. But what is that?
Yeah. Well, I gotta say, first of all,
go ahead.
Awesome what you just said. That's number one. What is so ironic about all of this, and Michael, you can certainly chime in on that as well, but we were just literally talking about the fact that we all matter. So you talk about humanity.
Very much so.
We all matter. We were literally just in the last, I think, mid-show, we were just
very much
having
so with
that
Nicole
discussion.
Marie.
Right, with Nicole, we were talking about this. This is something that is important for us to remember that each day, you know, that we want to inspire one another. And and that's what I love about what your brand makes the connection with folks out there. And you are wide, this is sprawling. I call it at Biofi Global, to me, BiofiGlobal.com, again, their website. But you are sprawling out there, Dr. Bernard Evans. And
that's right.
I love it because you, yes, your hair care, yes, your finance, yes, you know, folks could do so many things at your company. And it's something that I kind of say because it reminds me a little bit of how we kind of got started in the entrepreneurial space, that you can find yourself at Biofi Global. And that's what I really love, I believe. So that's my take on it. You know, so I just love what you're doing. And it has been just, it's been a pleasure getting to know you guys right here on our show.
Very much so.
Okay.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Well,
now,
what are some of the big...
Yeah, you talked about finance. I kind of alluded to it a little bit earlier. There's all kinds of things you guys are into. Some of the things that folks may not know. Now, you have incredible lines of products. You've got great things that you're doing across the board for just about everybody. For, you know, to me, you're moving the needle forward on this, especially in this industry. So what can you share with the fans this morning, you know, that kind of uncovers a little bit more about your brand?
Well, Carrie and Michael, I did a tour several years ago, a couple of decades ago, and it was all about empowering individuals and being a better you. And that was the tour. It was entitled Be a Better You, and it was about wellness, balance, health, finance, education, entrepreneurship, and business. And I had found many professionals to come on board and actually accompany me in that endeavor then. And I'm doing the same thing today. So we will, and we are assembling those individuals from different aspects of business and businesses to be a part of Be a Better You tour. And that's an educational global tour. And while we are focused, we hairstylists, barbers, and anyone that's in a creative space that doesn't necessarily limit itself to hairstylists and barbers, okay? I believe there are a lot of creative people out there. They can be tailors. They can be fashion designers. They can be plumbers. They can be anybody. You know, I believe creativity lends itself, you know, to the person. It's how we really adapt our creativity and how we see things, and we apply that gift and talent to whatever it is that we do, right? And so,
very much so.
You know, so there are people who are creative in writing, right? They're the creative illustrators, right? So there's a gamut of creativity. It's how we kind of measure that, and what and how do we define that, right? So Be a Better You Tour is really about bringing that message to a forefront and to the forefront of creative individuals. We're about, we as creative stylists, a lot of times, and I saw this with my own mother. Yes, she was a registered nurse, and she did hair as well. So my mom was like a working machine. But she always instilled in her sons to have a trade, not only a degree, because she had gotten her degree in nursing and everything, but she wanted us to have a trade. And she would always say to each one of us, and there are four of us, and she would just say to us, I want you all to be educated men, yes, but to also have something that you can actually have in the background of that. If you get laid off, then what can you do? You know, her favorite thing was, if you're going to be a ditch digger, be the best darn ditch digger
you got
that there is. And carry that ethic. Ethic that you are, right? And make yourself different. You know, the way that you do your digging, make it unique. Okay.
I love
that. And so all of those things that I look at and I talk about when I talk to individuals, it's really about the uniqueness that we all have and our own ability. But as creatives, I want to bring to the forefront that a lot of times we don't think about our futures, right? What happens when an unforeseen tragedy happens and that man or woman is behind the chair? Do they really have a disability insurance in place? Do they have a 401k in place? Do they have, you know, these other things in place? And do they even understand, you know, what it is to be in a nation that is built upon capitalism, right?
Yeah.
And how they too need to understand capitalism, right? Because whether we know it or not, we are commodities that other industry use to capitalize upon. We are
it's a little rough.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because a lot of people, we don't. A lot of stylists, you know, there's so many brilliant creative stylists around this world that do more than hair cutting, right? And we don't need to define them just as a hair cutter or a barber. There's so much to them, more to a nail technician. There's so much more to those people that in the industry that we're in, both Michael and Carrie, we kind of lead, and I would like to say we lead this nation in giving everybody their what, physical or their enhancements to their identity. I don't care if they're a newscaster. I don't care if they're a footballer. I don't care if they're a basketballer. Someone is sitting in someone's chair to be groomed, right? So we have an important, position? We have an important role. And a lot of times our roles are not really seen as that. Oh, they're just a hairstylist. Give me a break. We're more than that.
How about that?
Be a
You know, yeah. And we give so much more than that. We give ourselves when we're behind those chairs to these individuals to have someone that go on stage that has to appear to their audience looking their very best, right? Male or female. You understand they have that under someone's tutelage and artistry to have their faces beat down to look like they did look before they gone out to be on camera or to be interviewed. So I want to give, you know, a shout out to all of the hair stylists and barbers around the world. I want them to keep doing what they do.
How about that?
Yes, they need to continue to do what they do, inspire others, you know, to get in this work space or this area of or trade of being I don't know if I would call ourselves, we are advisors in a different sense, but the cosmetology just is not, I don't think that defines who we really are. I think it just defines, you know, the art form in a technical
term. I'll call it a segment.
You know what I mean?
But I got to say, Dr. Evans, I want to go back to this because I love the words that you said. And what your communication has been this morning on Be a Better You, that really should have been my theme the whole show, but we're going to make it the whole show on Tuesday. That's our next live broadcast on Tuesday morning. No, I love that. Be a Better You. There's no other way to say it. And I think that, and I get those B-E-Y letters in there with Be a Better You. I love that, B-O-C. Global.com and what you're doing out there. So thank you for taking the time. You also reminded me, my dear mom, whose birthday she would have lost her a little while back, but her birthday is on the 25th, and she was a nurse. So I always, every time you say that about your mom, it just reminds me of my own mother, because back in those days where, you know, I always believed that I imagine there was an old show. Now, I don't think you go back quite this far, Dr. Evans, but Michael, what was the name of that show with Diane Carroll? And she had the little boy, and she was a nurse.
Oh, that was Julia, Carrie.
Julia.
She was a nurse.
I remember Julia.
No, get out of here, Dr. Evans.
Yes, I do.
I'm not going to tell my age on Julia, guys.
Okay. Yes, the black and white TV had Julia on, okay?
You know, that's what I believe my mom was inspired by. And she went ahead and she put herself through school and raised 9 kids and became an LPN as well. And everybody knows, because I always talk about, she was one of the nurses for Miss Tammy Terrell in Philadelphia, as everybody knows.
That is a wow.
So I love what you say, Dr. Evans, when you talk of your mom and just the amazing accomplishments of being both a spouse and a nurse and so much more. Look how she brought you along and all of this. So I just had to go there for a moment. We love having you here, Dr. Bernard Evans, if you're just joining us.
I appreciate it.
You are, right? You're listening to the Hair Radio Morning Show. I'm Carrie Hines with Michael Hopkins. You guys are kind of helping us to create this right here, this Fan Day Friday space. You guys know their company. I've been sharing it with you over these weeks and weeks and probably months at this point, beofiglobal.com. Dr. Evans, what are some of the things that you're working on next to kind of, I mean, because you're working on a myriad of things. You're always
funny you bring that up. Well, we are assembling ourselves and getting ready for a June 2024 launch of Be a Better You tour again.
Ooh.
And as we are bringing these tools, if you will, to the forefront, we are also working and expanding our cash program, which is K, as I did say, I think several weeks ago, cash with a K, A-S-H. So we will be endeavoring to
expound upon the key, which is for knowledge. And we have a book and a curriculum on that, and I have been teaching that for over 20 years now. But I've had it revised, and we're going to just have a lot of fun and entertainment around being a better you, as well as education and educating our fellow stylists and braiders and weavers and, you know, cutters and colorists and barbers. And I just want to get out there to really kind of help to reinforce how important, you know, we are in this world, creatives. And we too need to be able to embrace one another, to honor one another, to not be jealous of another person's talent or what they have arisen to become. But we want to be able to celebrate those who have reached their heights and continue to celebrate them. And then as we begin to celebrate those, begin to also raise those up that want to be in this same creative space. And I'm all about raising individuals up, all about empowering and imparting into those who have not been in situations or have themselves in places where they're getting that type of encouragement and empowerment, and showing them how they can be better versions of themselves. It may not be in their neighborhood. They may have to go outside of their neighborhood, go outside of their state, go outside of their city, right, to really find what it is that they need to find, or be educated by someone that really cares about really educating them and training them, and then go back to their city and then take that education that they have learned and empower, you know, their own communities. So,
and don't
I would
be afraid
like,
to do that. Yeah.
So,
wow.
Yeah, so I think, yeah, but I think, Carrie and Michael, that is what we all need to do. I don't want to leave any stone unturned, whereas I haven't really done my part, right? And I am concerned about doing my part. And whatever part that is, let me play the role in doing my part. And when that is said and done, then those who have been trained by me, they are more than Eugene Davis that have come through my salons in London and Paris, and those people that I have taught around the globe that has had the opportunity to be in my space and walk away doing the likes of Angela Bassett and those that have done Taraji P. Henson's hair. So there's so many different people that have come through and been taught and trained by me, and they've gone out and they've touched the lives of so many other celebrities, and they're continuing to do so. So my hat's off to those individuals, and I'm very, very glad to see those individuals also make their own mark in the world of hairdressing and cosmetology.
Wow.
Listen, you are just, you're always speaking as if you are channeling what we led in with on the show today. This morning,
very much so, Carrie.
Broadcast off. We have a very special connection with Academy Award nominee, Miss Friend Camille, out in Hollywood. And she, of course, you know, she did Angela's hair. Angela Bassett's here for the Wakanda movies, and is working with Denzel Washington and Denzel Stein on their latest movie, as well as Little Mermaid. All these folks, they come on right here to the Hair Radio Morning Show. You know, we know everybody moving.
Very much so. Oh, yeah.
If we say if you have you really haven't made it, if you haven't been on our show, you haven't made it in this industry. And so I'm grateful. Yeah. You know, so next week, speaking of which, Dr. Evans, I do want folks to know, in addition to continuing with Beofi, what I'm looking to do, something that we've not done, and if we don't get a chance to do it next week, we're going to plan ahead for a very, an upcoming date. But we are trying to get folks out. We did this whole thing where we had one guest kind of really to be with us each day on the broadcast. We had a whole week. We had other folks on that week, but we had
one whole focus of the week. So I'm looking to do that kind of in the back of my mind and thinking of some things that we, because Beofi has so many things that we can kind of, you know, you have a lot of legs, we call it, in the industry, in the promotions industry. So we're going to be looking at building that, filling that space with Beofi on one of our upcoming broadcasts. We're going to work with you guys behind the scenes and, of course, Mr. Eugene Davis, who already comes to us. We've worked with him many times in the past. And you, Dr. Evans, we just welcome you guys so much, and we'll be sharing more.
And we appreciate the opportunity, Carrie. We really do. And we really thank you for taking the time. And over to Michael Hines, too, who comes in, and he's always so supportive. And we just thank you for your voices and lending those voices to be cheerleaders for what we're doing, right, and cheering us on. And it is more of as a large undertaking when you talk about doing global initiatives and doing global connections and distributions all around the world. So that within itself is a huge, huge undertaking. And every country, as you both know, have their own policies and their regulations and compliances and their own formats and things of that nature. So, you know, we still have to see how we're so, even though we're far apart, the way that AI is being introduced and the way that e-com has been advancing, we're closer than we actually think. And when we think about hair, Carrie and Michael, it's a universal language because we all have it. We may not all use
very
the same
much
problem,
so,
but we have hair, right? And we know that the technologies in hair and all raw materials are always evolving and changing. And so the hair industry itself, too, continues to change. And we want to make sure that we can adapt ourselves to the quality and betterment and better ingredients and raw materials and natural materials to and product to aid, you know, multi-textured hair. That is a global, I call it a pandemic, not an epidemic, but it's a pandemic.
Right. A pandemic,
and really trying to really find the right labs and the right manufacturers that can listen and hear, you know, what professionals really need and what our consumers really need. So I'll be advocating for that and continue to advocate that and make sure that we get those premium brands out there that can speak to our textured hair division and multi-culture hair types and textures. So it's very important that we continue these conversations, Carrie, that you're bringing.
Oh, we will.
You know, you ask so many of your guests some very important questions, and they all bring their own flavor, and they all bring their expertise, which is needed. You know, they're movers and shakers in whatever city and town and community that they're in, and so I want to make sure
the speaker right now is no exception to that, by the way. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
You're there.
Yeah. We just need to know that there's going to be a continuance of new brands and products that are being developed to arrive on the scene to address hair textures all around the world, because water itself, as simple as it sounds, and it has a lot of effects against hair textures and types, no matter the race, but hair itself can have such acidic levels in it that can cause product and everything to have a negative reaction. So we need to really be conscious of that, because all products are made up of water. Right.
Exactly. But Doctor, this is something that we are going to have you, your CD, which is, I call it CD, your creative director, Eugene Davis, and all of what you guys are doing. That's a big topic
and we want to do it justice. So we got to get you back here. I'm hoping, you know, you're one of those folks I was talking about. We kind of want you here often, Dr. Evans, in case you haven't figured that out yet. We just love you here, and we just support what you're doing. You know, so.
Well, I appreciate the time, and I appreciate the space that you've allowed me to have this morning. And I just want to just tell everyone to continue to be the best versions of themselves and to investigate what is not working in their lives before I leave and visit that. And don't be fearful of visiting those things in your life that are not working. And don't be afraid to let those things go that aren't working. Find those things that are working. Pay attention to those things that are working. And if there are individuals in your life that aren't working, even if there are individuals in your life that aren't working, you know, investigate those relationships that aren't working. And then why are they in your life? Right. Why are they there? And then it's up to that person now to do the adjustments to that. Right.
I just love it. Beolfiglobal.com. Beolfiglobal.com, international brand. Great everything. Great at everything. Our guest today, the one and only Dr. Bernard Evans, the man behind this incredible company, and so much more to come very soon. We are so excited. We'll be rolling all that wonderful things out to you in weeks to come right here through the Hair Radio Morning Show and a lot more. I'm not going to give it away today. You'll have to tune in on Tuesday of next week. We'll talk a little bit more about the opening, so much more during the week. Dr. Evans, thanks so much for being with us. Make it a great week and all that wonderful good stuff.
Yeah,
okay,
enjoy your
love having you.
Thank you so much.
We'll see you soon. Thanks again. Okay. All right, now, is that not the incredible Dr. Evans? Michael Hopkins.
Yes, it is, Gary Hines.
We say it, the kids say he would in this morning. All right, listen, let us take a little bit of a break. Michael, when we come back, we have got to get in to wrapping up the week. What's happened? What was this week all about? Folks have been letting me have it about, are you in New York? Are you in Houston? Where are you, Gary? What's going on at the show? What's happening? All that good stuff. So take a listen. We'll be right back. Lots more to come.
Oh, we know, Carrie. We're dealing with producer extraordinaire. So when we're dealing with you, Carrie Hines, it ain't no such thing as it's going to be aight. No, it's never going to be aight. It's always going to be excellence, Carrie. Because that's what you do, man. You bring out the excellence in all of us. You make us step up to the plate, and you bring out us being professional at doing this. That's what you do, man. I mean, that's what you do. Wouldn't you guys agree with that?
Absolutely. And I think it's trusting, Kerry, too. Like, you can't open up or can't be 100% honest if you don't trust the host or trust the person who you're dealing with. And I think that's the camaraderie that's there. Everybody trusts Kerry, and then we trust each other.
We're talking with Mr. Navan Ward, and we'd like to officially welcome you, Navan, to the show. Good morning, officially.
Good morning, and officially, thank you. Thank you, Kerry, for having me.
Absolutely. Now, we've got to just jump on in on this topic. It's one that we have been covering. Well, quite frankly, long before the NIH put out the findings from their study back at the end of last year, we had already been discussing this on and off unofficially for years. This has been something that folks have suspected in the community, in our community, and they have discussed it at the kitchen table, perhaps. But it had never reached to having findings of the report just 100% or conclusively until I read this, what they had put out. So I want to start there a little bit. And what we're talking about is the use of chemical hair straighteners and how it seems to, that there's this big link that has, that apparently is caused for Black women who use these chemical straighteners at a much more alarming rate than other communities. So let's talk about this. Now, Nathan, how did your law firm get involved with all of this? How did this get on your radar at your firm?
Well, you know, you're right with regards to how they have this issue, federal actors having some type of negative effect on those youth. Of course, those youth are predominantly African-American women or women who have Afro backgrounds. If you look at the start of it, look at the various different formations of it throughout the years, going from lie relaxers to all the way to no lie relaxers, but still the preparation that our women have to go through, making sure they don't scratch their head before a perm, how it burns, there's a cost to straightening their hair, relaxing curls in their hair that they go through many on at least every month, every 2 months, every 3 month time frame throughout a year. It certainly has been a suspicion that type of pain has to have some negative consequences. Didn't know necessarily, at least, coming from a household with a black mother, sister, black wife, black aunts, multiple close friends and loved ones who are African-American females who have to go through that process. Never really thought or could imagine that some chemical could be going in your hair could affect your uterus or your ovaries. But the thought was that the suspicion is that this can't necessarily be okay, so to speak. But it's become a form of life. It's become for many necessity in order to be able to have the look that they want, or to be able to fit in, to be able to achieve whatever goals they may very well have to achieve. So many of our women push forward and utilize these products over the years. And with that NIH study that you referenced, which showed for the first time with conclusive evidence that there is a very, very strong link to hair relaxer users and uterine cancer and other studies that have also linked ovarian cancer to the use as well. It definitely was startling, and it's something that, all of these beautiful women in my life, as well as the clients that I have the awesome responsibility and appreciation to represent, that's an issue that we're having to cope with and deal with. And for some who are already victims of this, and then some that now have the knowledge that it may very well cause these particular injuries, and how they have to move forward with it is something that that study certainly gave to many both victims and hopefully informing the public as they go forward in the best way possible to not be victims of this particular product as well.
Chillin' on the east side, I've been. Chillin' on the west side, I've been. Chillin' on the east side, I've been. Chillin' on the west side, I've been. Chillin' on the east side, I've been. Chillin' on the west side, I've been. Chillin' on the east side, I've been. Chillin' on the west side, I've been.
Did you know that the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines is the longest-running radio broadcast on hair and beauty talk in the world? It's a broadcasting hair industry institution. Be a live guest on air and join our long list of amazing celebrities and hair and beauty industry luminaries who've all been on our show. Give our office team a call at 833-402-8882. Again, that's 833-402-8882. Or visit us online at hairradio.com, because you haven't made it until you've made it to Hair Radio.
Never saw it coming because you've been balling since 24. Do one hand designer shoes all day, now your knees sore. Create your exit plan or you'll be stuck in the trap. Like selling dope, the money come faster with no plan, it's a wrap. Miss your kids growing up trying to stack that paper. Now they're grown and you missed out on their life and I hope they don't hate you. The shop will make you money, but it can leave you blind. Taking that thing that you can't get back and that's called time. Taking trips to the hair show, yeah, that's sweet. But then you gotta rush back to the shop to stand on your feet. I'm just trying to school this generation the best that I can. Ball out and stack that paper, make sure you got an exit plan. The hair game is like a trap, money falling in your lap. God forbid you get sick, now your clientele off track. You better get you some insurance, and that's just something you can't dodge. Cause you mess around and you get sick, now you're forced to get a job. You buy your kids everything just to compensate for the time lost. Traded in the best years of their life.
We deal with it, the whole thing about do you show up with your natural hair, you know?
I feel that I've heard.
This is Queen Tree, and I'm shouting out the Hair Radio Show with Carrie Hines.
Crystal Jones Vaughn of Assuage Hair and Body, and I love the Hair Radio Show.
Hello, everybody. I'm Valerie from Validate Your Beauty. I am giving a shout out to the Hair Radio Morning Show, Carrie Hines.
Well, it's like I get to wake up early and have a cup of coffee and breakfast with my favorite two folks in the whole wide world every day. That's Nicole Marie and Michael Hoskins, and I'm Carrie Hines right here on the All Know Here Radio Morning Show. And you get to do the same thing. We start from 6 a.m. Eastern, 5 Central Time. Take the show all the way to 9 o'clock in the morning here in New York Live. Always make it a great day.
It's time to rise and shine with the Hair Radio Morning Show with Carrie Hines.
All right. Thank you, Purple Barbie. It is. It's Friday morning. It's been Fan Day Friday. It's March 22nd, 2024. You guys know we're live. And let me just say, it's our show number 970, just so that you've heard it officially. 970, meaning that we have about, 30 more shows to go. 29 and then on to our big celebration, 1,000th episode. So I'm going to say, Michael, and let me get Michael back on. Brother Michael Hoskins, who is down in
Virginia.
Michael, we've got 30 more shows before we really, we hit the four-digit mark, the 1,000th episode of this three-hour show. Yeah, that's saying a lot. Just trying
that
to remind
is.
Folks. Yeah.
As you would say, Carrie, ginormous.
It's ginormous. Well, we're industry leader, Michael. That's what we do here
Very
at the
much
Hair Radio
so.
Morning Show. We have more hair and beauty talk cachet than any other broadcaster, literally, since the beginning of time. So I'm super excited right here to be celebrating and to have you guys really be part of that, because you are the reason we are successful here with it. And again, let me just go ahead and brag for a moment. We're the longest running hair and beauty radio show in the history of broadcasting. We were the first to do this. Hair and beauty on terrestrial radio, AM FM radio. We syndicated our own broadcast and then brought it to the net when that became possible. We predate the internet. We were here before they started all this. Before the podcast.
How about that, Gary?
We put it down here at the Hair Radio Morning Show, so we're real proud of that.
How about that?
Michael Hoskins, listen, I want to kind of begin to wrap up. This is the week that was. We literally loaded up the truck and moved, like Granny Clampett says, we lifted up and moved out to the Midwest with our show. We're still hair and beauty in New York and the East and all over this great country and literally worldwide. But the Hair Radio Morning Show has just done big things. And now Hair Radio Houston has launched. So, Michael, what can you say this week is meant to you as we kind of wind it on up?
Oh, Carrie, this week was just on the 19th of March, and that was our show number 967. And that was our big welcome.
Yeah.
Yes. That was our big welcome to the fans in Houston, Carrie. Loved it. Loved it, Carrie. I mean, it's just, wow.
Yeah.
And you know what else, too, Carrie?
What's that?
We had Miss Tara Renee on that very show talking about the film festival. Wow.
Yeah.
And I mean, she just brought it, Carrie.
Well, let's just remind everybody, Tara Renee was with us. Again, she was one of the first guests we've ever had to be with us for an entire week. And Tara comes to us out of New York, particularly the Bronx area. And her website has a great deal of info on it if you want to kind of dig a little bit more into what she's all about, aawic.org. and that stands for African American Women in Cinema. She has right there smack in the middle of her event, which is happening right now out in Queens, New York, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So it started yesterday. It's there in the midday, the second day of her event, and then one more day. So check them out again, aawic.org for complete details. And we'll talk to, I'm going to just ring her up next week. We're going to see if we can get her on the show to do a wrap-up for you guys.
Oh, that'd be great.
Yeah, I agree. Now, wasn't it just fabulous today? We had on Dr. Bernard Evans from the Feed. We've had so many guests on this week. We really have added to our talk time with amazing folks and great, great inspirational talk. Nicole Marie's done an outstanding job all week, and so many others who dropped by wish us well as we kind of unpack our new gig. Yeah, I'm loving this. So really good
love
stuff.
It, Carrie.
Right, Michael? So, Michael, we'll be back on Tuesday. Now, speaking of Tuesday, Vet Talk Radio this week was spectacular. I bet you don't remember what we talked about. Do you remember what we had some great stuff
very
on the
much,
Tuesday
Carrie.
Show?
We had a very nice conversation about the five different types of veterans. And unfortunately, those types of veterans sometimes do not know that they are eligible
right,
for compensation.
Right. Well, yeah, but Michael, let's spin it this way. What is fortunate is that they can find out right through the Vet Talk Radio Show. You'll be back on Tuesday. On the broadcast. And
as you always say, Gary, I am an ACA.
Yes. And we're going to talk credit more about being in the credit change, all that, Michael. We're going to roll in. You'll have to tune in on Tuesday of next week for the next episode of Vet Talk Radio at 8:30 Eastern, 7:30 Central. Now, I've got to say, the Hair Radio Morning Show, I just want to make sure that you guys join us for an entire broadcast that starts 6 a.m. if you're out on the East Coast and 5 Central. If you've missed any part of the show, remember we share it across social media, but you can find us just by simply Googling. Go to Google, do a Google search for 5 words. Michael, take it away. What are those 5 words?
Those 5 words are the Hair Radio Morning Show.
All right. So here, I love this, and I'm going to just go ahead. This is one of my favorites. This is our wonderful, our kind of, you know, I always like that theme. So I'm going to get that on, and then our outro. We'll see you back here on Tuesday for the next live edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show. It's been my pleasure and great honor, and we want to wish all who are celebrating Palm Sunday just take care. Elder, that's this coming Sunday. Wanted to get that on out there. All right, we go, folks. And we'll see you back here on Tuesday. Okay, here's our kind of people. Then our outro.
It's time again to bring today's edition of the Hair Radio Morning Show to a close. On behalf of program creator Carrie Hines and the entire broadcast family, we say thank you to our fans for tuning in, and we hope you enjoyed today's presentation. It's a great honor to get your day started in the most informative and entertaining way possible, and we at Hair Radio take that task very seriously. I'm Ophelia, one of the newest additions to the lineup at the Hair Radio Morning Show. First, let's thank our incredible advertisers, beginning with our legacy sponsors. Rugged Evolution Beard Care, Divine Energy Luxury Candles, Carapy.com, Salon TV Network, The How to Get Rich in the Hair Business Book by show host,